Call me all day. So I get on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
hi.
Hello?
Hi. Yes, this is Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line. Her name's Carla Friesen.
How do you spell that? K or C?
It's a C, like Charlie. Yep.
Okay. C-A-R-L-A?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the phone number?
The phone number will be 470-512-1972.
72?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then what was the last name for Carla?
It's Friesen, F-R-I-E-S-O-N.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. You can transfer her.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hello, Carla.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Yourself? How are you doing today?
I'm highly blessed. Thank you for asking.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm blessed as well. Love to hear that. So yeah, Carla, my name is Oscar on a recorded line, and we're just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, love.
Yes. Okay, let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Well, no, sir. I have not.
No? Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes. He told me everything to make sure. Yeah. He spoke to me about that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I'm also going to ask you some of the questions as well, just so we have him on file here. Now, have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Well, I did it for a good... I did for a good 11 years. So
you did use hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yeah, from 2012 to 2023, yeah.
2012 to 2023?
Yeah.
2012, 2023. Okay, let me see here. Now, Carla, were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
No, not at all.
So you have never been diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, I thought you said with me or love. I'm so sorry. Yes, love. Please forgive me, baby.
No, that's okay.
I'm here. But yes, sir. He said, excuse me?
No.
I'm sorry.
Let me just ask that one more time then. Were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, love, I was.
I'm very sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was that?
It was ovarian cancer. I just had my tooth pulled out, so please forgive me. I'm trying to pronounce these words for you.
Oh, no, that's okay. So you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes, love, I was.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype? If not, it's okay.
You mean the stage? Because that's all I really know.
The subtype, like the more specific type of ovarian cancer. But if you're not sure, it's okay.
Yeah, my doctor said it was clear cell.
Clear cell sarcoma?
Yes, clear cell.
Clear cell. Okay, yeah, I see that on here. Okay, let me just click that. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes, love, it is.
Okay, let me see here. And then when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Ooh, baby. Huh. November 11th. I'll never forget that date. 2023.
Okay, November 11th, 2023?
Yes, sir.
23, okay. Let me see. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Of course. Her name was Dr. Kathleen Johnson. I have to make sure I get her name pronounced right, because once I'll be messing it up. So it's Dr. Kathleen Johnson. She's an OBGYN.
So is it Kathleen spelled K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
N-S-O-N, yep.
Okay, and then do you remember the hospital or the clinic name of the place where you were diagnosed?
Okay, so, yes, sir. So it's called the DeKalb's Women's. It's like the DeKalb's Women's Specialist.
Uh-huh.
And she's just a gynecologist at an OBGYN. So I guess it's her private practice. I think so.
Okay. Do you happen to know the name of it? I just need to put an address here, unless you know the address.
Yeah, it's an address. I had looked the address up for him earlier. So the address is
8052
Mall Parkway, Suite 202. It's also in Lithonia, Georgia. 30038.
Okay, let me see here. So here I have 8052 Mall, as in M-A-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
Parkway. And then you said Suite 202?
Yes, sir.
202. Okay. Lithonia, Georgia, 30038.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see here. Let me just copy and paste that here really quick. 052, Lithonia, Georgia. And then zip code here is 30038.
Mm-hmm.
30038. Okay. And then do you happen to know the phone number for the doctor's office?
No, look, I do not have her, but if I can look it up on Google, I don't have her number.
Yeah, could you, if you could look it up on Google, if you can.
Okay. So I have to go to my other phone. See, I'm not at my computer either. Jesus.
It can either be the phone number to her specifically or the phone number to the office. Either one.
Yes. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me see. Hold on. I'm looking this up for you right now on my other tablet.
Okay. Okay. So take your time. Take your time. No rush.
The Cavs win especially. The Cavs women specialist. Yep, there she goes. Okay, love, you ready?
Yep.
It's 404-508-2000.
Okay, so I have 404. 508 and then 2000.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. Got that. Thank you for that. Let me see here. Oh, of course. Let me see here. And then you currently still live in Georgia, correct?
Yes, love. I do.
Okay. Let me see here. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Well, I use the hair products like every 6 to 8 weeks. So,
uh-huh. Okay, no. This question is asking if you used the hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer.
Well, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Because, yeah.
And then on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
But is that the 6 to 8 weeks that I was talking about?
Uh-huh. So 6 to 8 times a week?
Yeah.
Let me do this. So we'll just put 6 times a week, and then there is 52 weeks in a year. So about 300, let me see. So about 300 times a year?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, you're good.
Give or take. I have a calculator right here. Okay, yeah. So you said about...
Okay, right.
No, I'm, that's not off the top of my head. No, I wish.
Okay.
Yeah, about 6 times a week. Good. And then 52 weeks, yeah, that adds up to 312, but we'll just put 300 here.
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yes, okay. And then what is your date of birth, please?
It is exactly 12/11/1985.
Okay.
Your birthday.
It's almost coming up here. Well, happy early birthday there.
Thank you, baby.
Okay, so you said December 11th of the year 1985, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Carla, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Oh, no, sir.
No? Okay.
No, I took my breast cancer test, too, and that was negative, so that's a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Big blessing. Now, Carla, let me see here. Did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers? If not, it's okay.
No, baby, I haven't. No. Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Let me see here. Now, what state did you use hair relaxer? Was this in Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see here. Now, when did you start using hair relaxer? I believe you told me in 2012.
Yes, sir. But I didn't start facing my symptoms till January, February, March, like June 2023.
Okay. But you started using hair relaxer in the year 2012, correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir. 2012.
You remember
yes,
the
sir.
Month? I just need to put a date.
Oh, he just asked me that too. And me and him was on the phone trying to calculate.
It could be an estimate. It doesn't have to be the exact date. Because
I know, but I want to make sure I don't make. Okay, so what I say with June, January, February, March, April. I think I told him April or May. Because he kept trying to, he was like,
okay, I'll just put April. I'll put April. Do you remember around the day? If not, do you remember if it was at the beginning of the month, middle of the month, or the end of the month?
I told him I think it was on the beginning. Damn, I forgot what I told him.
No, that's okay. Okay, so for now, I'll just put April 4th of 2012. So that's a good ballpark, okay?
Okay, and I stopped using it. I told him I stopped using it. I gave him a date like August 2023. So it was like try to the beginning of August of 2023.
Beginning of August. Okay, so for that, I'll just put that you stopped using hair relaxer in August 4th of 2023. Is that okay?
Because my symptoms start acting up around in June. So.
Okay, and then like 2 months after you stopped using the hair relaxer. Okay, got it. Let me see. Now, how often did you apply these products? Was this weekly, monthly?
Well, I did every week. So
okay.
You
were applying them every week?
Well, yeah, I'd say every week. But, you can say that. I did it every 6 to 8 weeks. So, yeah, because I have a short haircut. So, yeah.
Okay, so weekly?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Now, how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxing products?
So, that'd be 11.
11 years?
Yes, love.
Got it. Okay. Now, did you receive the hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Well, you can say both. I always went to say,
Where was it mainly... where did you mainly receive the treatment, at home or the salon?
Well, I would say the salon more because I can't bring it home. So you're right. Yeah, more of the salon.
Okay. I'll still put both here just in case. When you were using it at home, where did you purchase the product?
You mean like from a regular store or?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, was this at a Target, a Walmart, or,
I get it from different stores, so I can't just. It's mostly the hair store, cause you know they always. I always go to a hair store.
Okay.
But not the hair store. So.
Could you name me like two stores? Like, what was the name of the store?
Well, you can say I always go to CVS.
Okay.
And they usually don't have it at CVS, so don't get me lying about CVS. But I know Walmart. I go to Walmart, and most of the time I will go to like a regular little store that like they sell a Fabrilaxa.
Like a hair product store?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so for the places where I have that you purchased the product from, I put CVS, Walmart, and hair product store. Is that okay?
Yes, love. That's perfectly fine.
And then where was this process done professionally? Like the salon name?
Oh, baby.
Since you said it was done at a salon?
Yeah, because I have... Okay, so you can say it's like called Pink Pony. I do remember that salon.
Pink Pony, okay.
Yeah, please forgive.
No, that's okay. I like that name.
It's not okay. But yeah, I do remember her hair salon. And
okay, for now, I'll just put Pink Pony unless you can remember other ones as well.
Yeah, I can't, baby. I don't even want to bring up no more weird names for you.
No, that's okay. Let me see here. Do you remember the brand names of the products that you used?
I do not want to lie to you, baby. I'm not even on my paperwork. I don't remember the brand names.
I can name a few. Let me know if any of these you know you used. I have Dark and Lovely, organic root simulator, soft and beautiful. Just
no, dark and lovely. That's my favorite. Yep.
You
I'm
use
so
dark and
sad.
Lovely.
That is my favorite. Dark and lovely, and sometimes I use something that's called something with oil.
There is olive oil.
Yes, baby.
ORS. ORS olive oil.
Yep, it's in a green box. Yep.
Got it. Okay. Any L'Oreal or African Pride or Hawaiian Silky?
I did African Pride when I first started. So yeah, I did do African Pride.
Okay. Let me see here. Now, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year?
Well, you know, I started facing my symptoms like around 2023, and I told you,
So.
Yeah, I could say, can I say that? Yeah.
Let me try to word it a different way.
I didn't receive any diagnosis of cancer before I started using that product. No.
Uh-huh. Got it. So the way I'm asking this question is, were you using the hair product regularly for at least 1 year? And then after that, did you get diagnosed with cancer at least 2 or more years after you were using it for at least 1 year?
Yeah, because after I used I see what you're saying. So yeah, I didn't get diagnosed till after. So
till at least 2 years after you used it for 1 year?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Got it. Yeah, I know that question is a little confusing. Sometimes I do have to break it down.
Because I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, I didn't use it. Yeah.
There's like three questions in that question. Okay, no worries. Let me see. And then, Carla, what type of treatment did you receive? Was this chemo, radiation?
Oh, I did chemotherapy for 4 months.
Chemo? Okay, do you remember the treatment date?
Wait, I got this one because I remember it was before my birthday. December 4th or 5th, because my birthday, I remember my birthday, December 11th, and I remember. So I could say at least December the 4th, probably 2023.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because you were diagnosed November, and then you had treatment starting on December 4th of 2023, a couple of days before your birthday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I will not forget that because my birthday is December 11th, so I don't forget that.
Yeah, it happened like a week before your birthday.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Now, Carla, do you remember the doctor that treated you?
The only person I really seen was Ms. Dr. Kathleen Johnson.
Ms. Johnson, Dr. Kathleen Johnson.
Yeah, and she's all in my medical records. That shows too. So
okay, for now, I'll just put her on there. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let me see here. Okay, for the doctor is that one, and then was she at the same 8052 Mall Parkway?
Yes, sir. That's her. That's what I said. I think she has something private because it's a woman's specialist center.
Uh-huh. Got it. It's not like a big hospital or anything like that, right?
No, because I was only there for, I was hospitalized for at least 10 to 12 days. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. You said you were hospitalized? What was that for? Was that for the chemo or for the cancer?
Yes, sir.
And were you hospitalized at the same address, the 8052 Mall Parkway?
Yeah, I mean, I kept going to see her, so I guess that's how I calculated. Like, I see her, I kept coming, had to come. Yeah.
To come check up on her?
Mm-hmm.
Got it, okay.
Hit me bad.
Now, Carla, can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm a female, baby.
Female? Oh, okay. I just had to ask, okay. Let me see here. Let me see here. And then you said Carla, your first name is Carla spelled C-A-R-L-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Friesen,
F-R-I-E-S-O-N?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a middle name or no?
Yes, it's Paulina. I'm sorry, baby. Paulina, P-A-U-L-I-N-A.
Okay, I have Paulina, P-A-U-L-I-N-A.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any suffixes in your name, like junior, or the second, or the third?
No, babe. Mm-mm.
No? Okay. And then, Carla, what is your social, please?
Okay, so it's 336-767-869.
Okay, so I have 336-767-869.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then, Carla, what is your primary contact email?
Okay, so it's CC, as in cat.
Uh-huh.
It's my last name, Friesen.
Uh-huh.
65@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, so I have the letter C, and then another C, and then your last name, Friesen, and then the number 65@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then is your primary phone number the 470? Is it that one?
Yes, sir. That's okay. My number.
Okay. It's 470-512-1972?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. Now, is your number a home number or a cell phone number?
It's kind of both because I got to connect it because I work from home. So, yeah.
Okay. So, it's both?
Yes, sir. So anyway, when it rings, I pick up.
Does this phone number receive text messages?
Yes, sir, it do.
It does? Okay, okay. Now, your preferred way of contact, is that via a call, text, or email?
All of them. Whatever is easier. I'm going to reply. Yes,
I'll put call because it's faster. Now, when would be the best time to reach you? Like in the mornings, afternoons, evenings?
Reach me in the afternoon because that's when I have to get up in the morning, take all my medicine and stuff. So, yeah.
Afternoon? Okay. And then let me see. Carla, what is your current address?
So it's 2616, that funny name we talked about, Emma Cadero Drive, Latonia, Georgia.
How do you spell Emma Cadero?
Yeah, it's E as an elephant, M as a man, B-A-R, C as a cat, A as an apple, D-E-R-O, Drive, Latonia, Georgia, 30058.
Okay, and then you said Georgia, right?
Yes, love.
Okay. Is
and
this an apartment?
Apartment unit 147.
Do I have to put apartment unit or is apartment 147 okay?
Yeah, put apartment 147, baby. You ain't got to put all that stuff on there.
Because sometimes I know that if you don't put a certain letter or
you
won't get your mail, you know?
You know what? You're right. They start doing that too. Yeah.
Okay, so for your address, I have 2616 and then Embarcadero. Embarcadero Drive.
It's okay. Yes, sir.
And then that is apartment 147 Lithonia, Georgia 30058.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. Yeah, that street name is hard to pronounce. Okay. Now, Carla, do you have a copy of the medical records?
Yes, sir. I have all my medical records.
You have them?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you provide these medical records by mail or electronically? Or both?
I could do it by either which way. I mean, which one's better, mail or electronically?
Either one. But you could provide them both ways?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then for this part, Carla, we do need an emergency contact. Would you like to put someone that lives with you or someone that doesn't live with you?
You can do my. Let me give you my mom number.
Does she live with you?
No, she does not live with me.
Okay, so this is your mother. What is her phone number?
Oh, let me get. Make sure I get this right, baby. She has I don't want you calling the wrong person. They're like, who are you talking about?
I know. Okay.
Hold on. Let me see my mom. Hold on. She's the only one I could trust that will contact me if you call.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't even. They 770-292-8556.
Okay, so I have 770-292-8556?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what's her name, please?
Her name is Charlotte, Charlotte. Friesen, F as in Frank, R-I-E-S-O-N.
Okay, so I have Charlotte, S-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E.
Yes, sir.
And then what was the last name?
The same as mine. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, Friesen.
Yep.
Friesen. Okay, got that. Let me see here. Okay, everything looks good so far. Let me just go ahead and review these documents just to make sure that I didn't spell anything wrong or, you know. Let me see here.
Okay, baby.
We're almost done here.
You've been doing good. Pronouncing stuff. Yeah. No, you still do it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Let me see here. Okay. I just have to navigate this computer. I wish I was a lot faster.
Oh, Lord. No.
Yeah, nowadays with computers, everything is.
No. Everything. Not the way these Wi-Fis are set up either.
Right? Okay, so I have the documents pulled up. So, Carla, your first name is Carla, spelled C-A-R-L-A. Middle name,
yep.
Paulina, which is P-A-U-L-I-N-A. And then
yep.
Last name is Friesen, F-R-I-E-S-O-N, correct?
Sir.
As in Nancy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then your address, I have 2616 Embarcadero Drive, Lithonia, Georgia, 30058, correct?
Yep.
And then phone number is 470-512-1972.
Yes, sir.
And then your email is ccfriesen65@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, let me see here. Same address. Okay. Your date of birth was December 11th of the year 85, correct? 85?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then your social is 336-76-7869?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see here. Carla Pauline, Idril email address, okay. Okay, everything looks good. Okay, let me see here. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents now, both via by text and email. Go ahead and put me on speaker, and you can open up whichever one is easier for you to access.
Okay, hold on. Okay, ooh, they're coming in fast. I'm trying to catch it. Okay, fine. Okay. So I'm going to do email. But
okay, yeah,
it's
either one.
So let me see. How can I review document, right?
Yeah, go ahead and open it. There should be a link. It should send you to a page called DocuSign.
Yes, sir.
And then once you open that up, there should be a button that says Start, a yellow button. Be on the lookout. There are some areas where it requires a signature, and then there is another area where it will require an initial. So just
okay,
be aware of that, okay?
Let's allow. Press continue. Please sign. Okay, I agree. Okay, continue. Okay, press start. Okay, so what I press? Ooh, I can't see, child. Jesus, give me strength. Sign. Oh, okay, I can just draw. Okay. Draw my signature.
Yep.
It's not going to let me put the whole thing in there. Adopt the sign. Yep. Got a pen name. Did I push that? Yeah. Require initials.
Uh-huh.
CPF. Required initials here. Required sign here. Oh, once you do it, it's going to automatically keep doing it. Okay.
Yes. Once you're done, there should be a big yellow button that says finish.
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you already fill it out?
Yes, baby.
I put
all the documents out.
Okay, let me just make sure that everything is filled out correct. Let's see. I see. Okay, I got your documents. I see your signature. It's a beautiful signature. Way better than mine.
Wait, and I use my finger.
No, you should see mine. Mine's not that good. Let me see here.
Oh, my goodness.
I see your signature. I see another signature. I see your initials there. signature and initials. Okay, everything is good on my end here. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. Now, they're gonna try to call you here in the next 2 to 5 business days. I would give it about a week. They're going to make – it's very important that you pick up the phone call. They are going to verify this information with you just to make sure that it is correct before they can even get started on the process.
Yes, sir.
I will also text you my personal work number in case you have any questions or concerns or you don't receive a call in over a week. You can call me or text me, and I can look and see what's going on with that, okay?
Yes, my love. I would definitely do that.
You know,
wonderful and
helpful. Got it. Okay, well, in the meantime, do you have any other questions or are you fine for now?
No, I'm fine for now. As long as I got everything that you needed, I'm okay.
Got it. Yeah, everything is done here then. Just be on the lookout for that phone call. You'll receive it in the next couple of days, okay?
All right, love. You were
all
so
right.
Wonderful for
helping. Oh, thank you. You were too. Okay, Carla, I appreciate your time. Stay blessed and have a happy Thanksgiving, okay?
You too, baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.